Jeremiah 44:24-47:7. Then Jeremiah said to them all, including the women, "Listen to this message from the Lord, all you citizens of Judah who live in Egypt. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, said. You and your wives have said, 'We will keep our promises to burn incense and pour out liquid offerings to the Queen of Heaven.' And you have proved by your actions that you meant it. So go ahead. Carry out your promises and vows to her. Listen to this message from the Lord, all you Judeans now living in Egypt. I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name will no longer be spoken by any of the Judeans in the land of Egypt. None of you may invoke my name or use this oath as surely as the sovereign Lord lives, for I will watch over you and bring you disaster and not good. Everyone from Judah who is now living in Egypt will suffer war and famine until all of you are dead. Only a small number will escape death and return to Judah from Egypt. Then all those who came to Egypt will find out whose words are true, mine or theirs. This is the proof I give you, says the Lord, that all I have threatened will happen to you, and that I will punish you there. Here, this is what the Lord says. I will turn Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, over to his enemies who want to kill him, just as I turned King Zedekiah of Judah over to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon." Chapter 45. The prophet Jeremiah gave a message to Baruch, son of Neriah, in the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah. After Baruch had written down everything Jeremiah had dictated to him, he said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to you, Baruch. You have said, 'I am overwhelmed with trouble. Haven't I had pain already enough? And now the Lord has added more. I'm worn out from sighing and can find no rest.' Baruch, this is what the Lord says. I will destroy this nation that I built. I will uproot what I have planted. Are you seeking great things for yourself? Don't do it. I will bring great disaster upon all these people. But I will give you your life as a reward wherever you go. I, the Lord, have spoken." Chapter 46. The following messages were given to Jeremiah the prophet from the Lord concerning foreign nations. This message concerning Egypt was given in the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, the king of Judah, on the occasion of the battle of Carchemish from Pharaoh Necho, when Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, and his army were defeated beside the Euphrates River by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. "Prepare your shields and advance into battle. Harness the horses, mount the stallions. Take your positions, put on your helmets, sharpen your spears, prepare your armor. But what do I see? The Egyptian army flees in terror. The bravest of its fighting men run without a backward glance. They are terrorized at every turn, says the Lord. The swiftest runners cannot flee, and magnificent warriors cannot escape. By the Euphrates River to the north, they stumble and fall. Who is this? Rising like the Nile at flood time, overflowing all the land. It is the Egyptian army overflowing all the land, boasting that it will cover the earth like a flood, destroying cities and their people. Charge, you horses and chariots, attack, you mighty chariot warriors of Egypt. Come, all your allies from Ethiopia, Libya, and Lydia, who are skilled with shield and bow. For this is the day of the Lord of heaven's armies, the day of vengeance on his enemies. The sword will devour until it is satisfied, yes, until it is drunk with your blood. The Lord of heaven's armies, will receive a sacrifice today in the north country beside the Euphrates River. Go up to Gilead and get the medicine, O virgin daughter of Egypt, but your many treatments will bring you no healing. The nations you have heard of your shame, the earth is filled with your cries of despair. Your mightiest warriors will run into each other and fall down together. Then the Lord gave the prophet Jeremiah this message about King Nebuchadnezzar's plans to attack Egypt. Shout it out in Egypt. Publish it in the cities of Migdol, Memphis, and Tahpenes. Mobilize for battle, for the Lord will devour everyone around you. Why have your warriors fallen? They cannot stand, for the Lord has knocked them down. They stumble and fall over each other and say among themselves, come, let's go back to our people, to the land of our birth. Let's get away from the sword of the enemy. There they will say, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is a loudmouth who missed his opportunity. As surely as I live, said the king, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's armies, one is coming against Egypt, who is as tall as Mount Tabor, or as Mount Carmel by the sea. Pack up, get ready to leave for exile, you citizens of Egypt. The city of Memphis will be destroyed without a single inhabitant. Egypt is as sleek as a beautiful young cow, but a horsefly from the north is on its way. Egypt's mercenaries have become like fattened calves. They too will turn and run, for it is a day of great disaster for Egypt, a time of great punishment. Egypt flees, silent as a serpent, gliding away. The invading army marches in. They come against her with axes like woodsmen. They will cut down her people like trees, says the Lord, for they are more numerous than locusts. They are more numerous than locusts. Egypt will be humiliated. She will be handed over to the people from the north. The Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says, I will punish Ammon, the son of the god of Thebes, and all the other gods of Egypt. I will punish its rulers and Pharaoh too, and all who trust in him. I will hand them over to those who want them killed, to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and his army. But afterward the land will recover from the ravages of war. I, the Lord, have spoken. But do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, and do not be dismayed, Israel, for I will bring you home again from distant lands, and your children will return from their exile. Israel will return to a life of peace and quiet, and no one will terrorize them. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, for I am with you, says the Lord. I will completely destroy the nations to which I have exiled you, but I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but with justice. I cannot let you go unpunished. Chapter 47. This is what the Lord's message to the prophet Jeremiah concerning the Philistines of Gaza before it was captured by the Egyptian army. And this is what the Lord says. Flood is coming from the north to overflow the land. It will destroy the land and everything in it, cities and people alike. They will scream in terror, and everyone in the land will wail. Hear the clatter of stallions' hooves and the rumble of wheels as chariots rush by. Terrified fathers run madly without a backward glance at their helpless children. The time has come for the Philistines to be destroyed, along with their allies from Tyre and Sidon. Yes, the Lord is destroying the remnant of the Philistines, those colonists from the island of Crete. Gaza will be humiliated, its head shaved bald. Ascalon will lie silent. Your remnant from the Mediterranean coast, how long will you lament and mourn? Now, O sword of the Lord, when will you rest again? Go back into your sheath, rest and be still. How can it be still when the Lord has sent it on a mission? For the city of Ascalon and the people living along the sea must be destroyed. Second Timothy 2:22-3:17. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only starts fights. The servants of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone. Be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Chapter 3. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud and scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that God made them godly, that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. They are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. These teachers oppose the truth, just as James and Jambres opposed Moses. They have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith, but they won't get away with this for long. Someday everyone will recognize what fools they were, just as with Jonas and Jambres. But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, my endurance. And you know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know about how I was persuaded in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. But the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil people and impostors will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. But you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. Corrects us when we're wrong, teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 6 through 8. Trusting a fool to convey a message is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg.